as we get ready, amen, for our own Tamika, amen, missionary Tamika Shoemaker Jones.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever that believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Just that simple. For God so loved the world. It didn't say just me. For God so loved the world. Now, Marvin Hawk said, oh, how kind our God is. Kathy Taylor says, oh, how precious our God is. But what do you have to say about a God who gives us a copy of it? And before you could answer that question, you would say, well, I don't know what a copy love is. But today, I'm here to explain it to you from a biblical point. The definition of agape love, it's a selfless love, immeasurable love, uncomparable love. It's a sacrificial, unconditional love. That's what agape love is. Agape love is something that the human just can't give. Then you may say, I have given agape love. I have given agape love to my children, to my husband, to my wife, my entire family. But then guess what? You stand corrected by the word of God. You have not, and neither have I. Selfless love. I love you for who you are. Not for what you can give me or what you can do for me. Sometimes people just want you for what you have. Sometimes people just figure they need you for something that you have for them. Then we have the sacrificial love. I'll lay my life down for you. You lay your life down for me. Just let the truth be known, that's not happening. That's not happening. Not at all. Truly honest, it only happened one time. And that was with Christ. What Christ has did for us, no man could ever do. It will not be repeated. Christ, unconditional love. No matter what you do to me, no matter how you treat me, no matter how you persecute me, no matter how you convict me, no matter how you blaspheme me, mock me, scorn me, no matter what you do to me, that's unconditional love. That's not true for us. Because as soon as someone says something you don't like or make you feel a certain type of way, the human reaction, I'm going to get you back. Even if you don't feel as if I should have slapped that person. Guess what? You thought about it. that small little detail. You thought about revenge. You thought about saying something. You thought about something you should have did. But guess what? That's the human. That's the human error. That's why agape love only comes from Christ. No matter how you may feel about a person or what they may do for you, yes, you say you love them, but I'm here to tell you today, agape love is only from Christ. It's described as just being perfect. It's the kind of love that a human just can't give. It's the love of Christ. Perfect love. It's his ongoing, outgoing love for the lost and the fallen humankind. He gives his love to those who don't deserve it. When it comes to us, if we feel someone has did us wrong, we're ready to take our love back. If you made a man angry, if you made a woman angry, they're ready to take the love back. But that's not Christ. That's not Christ. That's why we can never, ever stand in the line as Christ. Compete with Christ. It's just not happening. The love that Christ provides for us, it surpasses all of human affection. There's no greater love than Christ's love. No greater love. The love that Christ has, it gives and it brings completeness. It makes you whole mentally. It makes you whole physically. It makes you whole psychologically, financially. All that together. That's what Christ has to offer. Yes, we marry. Yes, we give birth. That amazing love. Yes, we have best friends and family members. Yes, we have the love for coworkers. Yes, but there is nothing that is dear and as precious as the love of Christ. Real love, genuine love, the unconditional love, the sacrificial love, the love that cannot be bought. Yes. The love that Christ provides for us, there's no administration fee. There's no state and local fee. There's no state and local taxes. There's no FICA taxes. There's no Social Security taxes. What God has for us, it's free. The love that he has for us is free. What better love, what greater love than the love from Christ? Yes, I keep saying we do receive love from family members. I'm here to tell you today there is nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to the love that Christ has for us. Nothing, nothing. Christ has the mercy, the grace, the mercy, the favor, the blessing, the peace, the joy. This is what Christ has to offer us. No one, no human can offer what Christ has for us. The guarantee, yes, man can promise you things. Sometimes they can promise you so much, so they can't even provide what they promise. But the love of Christ, the Bible lets us know that he's not a man that he should lie. He will not go back on his word. If he said it, he's going to do it, and it's going to come through for us. The love of Christ, the agape love. Yes, it's okay, Valentine's Day. It's okay, but you got to remember, it comes once a year. Christ and his love, the agape love, every minute, I take it back, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, 365 days in the year, the agape love is available. Not just one day in February, not just Mother's Day and Christmas. Christmas and all those holidays where it's just time to give, but every day, agape love is every day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. No human is going to just give up what they have for someone else. Yes, we still have those people who do the kind act. Yes. Yes, we do. We can't take that away from the Good Samaritan. But I'm talking about the agape love. The love that follows you forever. The love that goes into heaven and hell with you. The love that goes through the valleys, the mountains, through turmoil, through the rough seas, through death. All of that sickness, all of this financial loss. The agape love, the love that Christ has for you. The agape love. Agape love. Yes, they tell you they love you, and it's okay, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to love him first, and then love your neighbor as yourself. That's the commandment. But love Christ first, and what he has to offer you, which is the agape love. Agape love. Something no man, no woman, no one can give you. You accept Christ as your personal Savior, and you come in and you join the family, you receive that agape love that can take you to the next level of your life. Oh, glory to God. Grace, unmerited favor, peace, all that that surpasses all mankind's understanding. Yes, miracles, signs, wonders. We're talking about someone who created the moon that's next to Saturn, that's across the street from Mars, that's over nearby Jupiter. This is who we're talking about. The man who created the stars in the sky that's unnumbered. This is who we're talking about. Someone special, someone amazing, someone that was born in a manger. They had no room for him. No room for the great king that we was about to. Oh my God, that was about to be for us, the great king. They had no room for him. But guess what? His agape love. His agape love. His agape love is all that we need. They thought he was going to come in with a horse and chariots and diamonds and pearls and rubies, but he didn't. He did not. He came in humble. He came in humble. That's another trait, another characteristic of Christ, agape love. His love is humble. His love is peaceful. His love is graceful. His love is kind. His love is amazing. His love is miraculous. His love is tender. His, oh my God, his love is tender and compassionate. The love that Christ has for us, it's not abusive. Yes, I said it. His love is not abusive. His love doesn't hurt our feelings. His love disciplines us, but it's not a hurtful love. It's just discipline. The Bible lets us know he chastises that he loves. He doesn't, the love that Christ has for us, it doesn't call us out of our name. It doesn't make us feel worthless. It doesn't make us feel minute and insignificant. It doesn't make us feel as if we should not be living. It doesn't make us sad. It doesn't make us frown. It doesn't make us angry. It doesn't make us full of envy and wrath and jealousy. That's not what agape love is about. That's not what Christ is about. That's not who Christ is about. The agape love. It's a fresh, it's a breath of fresh air. It's a renewing of the mind. It's a renewing of the heart. The agape love, it makes you want to do right. It makes you want to talk right. It makes you want to live right. It makes you want to act right. The agape love that Christ has provided for us. Oh my goodness. The agape love. The agape love. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Agape love. Everyday love. every minute love, every second love. Listen, the love that Christ has for us is better than any insurance company that you have ever had. We have Christ is better than Blue Cross Blue Shield. Christ is better than AvMed. Christ is better than Allstate. The love that Christ has for us is better than United. The agape love that Christ has for us, Progressive can't compare to it. Geico, all those things that us as humans depend on, they can't stand up against the agape love. No matter what's going on in your life, how you may feel about situations, the agape love is there. Glory to God. All is well with the agape love. There is no greater love that no man can compare. No one can compare to the love that Christ has for us, the agape love. No love. Aflac, great company, but guess what? Not better than the agape love. Your 401k, guess what? It's excellent, but not the agape love. Nothing can compare to the agape love. Some of us have 403, second retirement, not better than the agape love. There is nothing that's better than the agape love. The Bible lets us know, guess what? That love, real love, worketh no ill. Not at all. Real love, the love of Christ, covers a multitude of sins. Whatever Christ has to offer for us, it's of a good thing. We can sit here all day and talk about the love of Christ and the beauty, the freshness that it has to offer for us. It doesn't compare. No one can compare to what Christ has for us. No one. The forgiveness, the grace, the mercy. All of these things come right under the agape love. The agape love builds us up. The agape love doesn't tear us down. Iron sharpens iron. Real love, the agape love, it gives us knowledge. It gives us wisdom. In those stressful moments, in those painful moments, the love of Christ, it reassures us. Whatever we're going through in life, the agape love can make things better. It can change the whole atmosphere. That's what the agape love can do. We have those people who denounce Christ. That's a whole nother subject. But those who love Christ, the agape love. We're living in a dispensation of grace. So you have time. If you can see me now and hear my voice, you still have time to be a part of this agape love. For God so loved the world, you still have time. You still have time. Don't allow someone to tell you it's too late. As long as you have a sound mind and you believe it and you accept it, there is time for the agape love. There is time. And I keep saying it and I won't stop saying it. For God so loved the world. That's not just one person. That's not just two people. For God so loved the world. If he can save those back in the Old Testament days, if he can take care of those back in the Old Testament days, he can do it for us right now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had a rough time. They had a rough time. But guess what? The agape love, the love that they had for Christ, kept them from not bowing down to another God. It kept them. The agape love is a keeper. I want to try to cover all of it to let you know the agape love is the keeper. When you think you can't be kept, the agape love. when you think that things are too rough for you, when you may feel suicidal, guess what? The agape love. When you feel as if you have gone to your last level of living, the agape love. When you feel no human has given you the proper love that you need, the agape love. When you feel that all things are going wrong in the courts, agape love. When you feel all things are going wrong with the husband or the wife, agape love. The children, agape love. Jesus. On the job, agape love. There is no greater love than the agape love. You're having a financial issue, the agape love. You feel you're having a mental breakdown, agape love. We're not talking about the love where someone runs in the front door with balloons and flowers and candy. No, we're talking about agape love. Something that's going to last forever. No one day love, forever love. Forever love, the agape love. The agape love that gives you the strength in tough times. The agape love that gives you the security that your heart needs. The Bible lets us know that man will forsake you on every corner. But the agape love that Christ has for you, it's the real thing. It's the real deal. It's no duplication. It's no double. It's no ditto. What happened on Calvary happened one time only. There's none before him, and there will be none after him. So that lets us know the love that Christ had in the beginning is the same love that Christ had in the end. So if it was the beginning and the end, and you know in the middle, it was still the same love. Jacob, Hezekiah, Hannah, Abraham. They depended on the agape love. They depended on the agape love. That's how they made it through in the Old Testament. They depended on the agape love. It wasn't just that one day or when we need him or when Israel was in trouble, when they were in trouble in Moab, we're just going to call him on that one day. We're just going to call him up just this one for 5 minutes and we're going to talk and that's going to be. No, they depended on him. They depended on that agape love. They depended on it. And when you depend on Christ, when you feel the need and the urge to Christ, he's there. The Bible lets us know that he's standing there with outstretched arms. He's offering the agape love. All we have to do is just walk in to the agape love. No matter what someone has to say to you or tell you, I just want you to know today that the agape love is the true love, real love, genuine love. The love that will never fail, the agape love, is only given by Christ. It will build you up, not tear you down. It will give you the strength that you need in those times of weakness. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him, whosoever believes in him, remember that's the key word, believeth in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. No greater love is the love of God, the agape love. Thank you for your time.
Amen, 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 amen. She said the agape love, the agape love. Amen. We thank God for that on this Sunday morning. And man, there's no love like the agape love. It's an unconditional love. Yeah, it's very unconditional. Some folks may say, I'm not worthy of his love, but it's unconditional. I'm not worthy, amen, but it's unconditional. Amen. Some may say, I can't accept it, but it's unconditional. And we want you to understand on this morning that you can accept him. He's available to you. All you have to do is tell him thank you. All you have to do is just accept it, believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth. And if you will pray this prayer with me, I believe that he will come in and give you that agape love. No matter what you've done, no matter what the condition is, no matter what the situation might be, no matter how bad it looks or how bad you feel, God's love is unconditional. She said it, that John 3:16, most powerful love scripture in the book. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world. Yes, yes. He so loved the world. He so loved the world. So, amen. If you pray this prayer with me, amen. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me because I have sinned. I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Renew me. Put the right spirit in me. For I believe that you are human, yet you are divine. You was born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for our sins. And I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hand. I believe that right now. I believe that right now. And I confess it with my mouth and I believe it in my heart. Lord, save me. And I believe that if you've asked him that sincerely, that he has saved you, that he has touched you, and he will change you. So we're going to ask that you continue to grow in his grace, continue to learn of him, continue to understand what his agape love is. Amen. Even when you can't forgive yourself, God will forgive you. And you have to believe that this morning, that agape love, that unconditional love, regardless. Amen. A man laid down his life for his friends, and we're his friends. And he laid his life down for us. We thank God for that this morning. We're going to all come back on. We're going to give it back over, amen, to give it back over to our missionary, Tamika Shoemaker, and let her take us to the throne of grace, amen, and give us our benediction that we may then convene. And we hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Amen. Enjoy your love. But remember that the greatest love, the greatest love of all. Amen. Jesus Christ. Missionary. Yes, Lord.
We want to say we are thankful, Lord, for all that you have done. We are grateful, Lord.
Yes.
We continue, Lord, to depend on you, Lord, because there is no other God. Lord, right now, touch each and every leader, Lord, right now that's giving your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
To let them know, Lord, that we are Jesus. We are leaders of you, God, and we're coming because you chose us, Lord, and you called us, Lord, to give the word, Lord, give the pure, sound doctrine word right
yes,
now, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Lord, that we appreciate your agape love, Lord. We appreciate your agape love, knowing that that's all that's going to get us through, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You,
thank
Lord.
You.
Loving you and seeking you and putting you first right now, Lord. And that gives us, Lord, that gives us the opportunity, Lord, to be covered.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Covered under your blood, Lord, in this dispensation. Lord, right now, full of grace, full of mercy, we appreciate you, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, cover us through each and every day that we go through, Lord. Protect us from seen and unseen dangers.
Glory.
Right now, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless, Lord. Continue to bless the services, Lord.
Yes.
We're doing a good work, Lord, and we're just trying to give it to the world, Lord, to let the people know that we must sanctify your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
In your name, Jesus, we pray. All things are with you, Lord. Now, as him who was able to feel the abundantly all yes. that we ask according to the power that worketh in you. In your mighty name, Jesus. One Lord, one faith, one baptism in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...